This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Roberta Fasanelli and Victoria Keelan. Rich McFadden at the controls of our studio in Washington. Yes, he's one of my friends as well, and so are you as we work our way through. Actually, moment of introduction, Victoria Keelan is new on the program. And what I didn't do, Richie, was give a lot of thought to this beforehand. Two New Yorkers
really?
On the air.
Yeah.
At the, I know it shocks you.
We're
to
in trouble.
Hear me say that I didn't give it too much thought before we actually did it. But Victoria is a New Yorker. Roberta, although maybe she's a transplanted New Yorker because she's
been in New Orleans. Yeah, but Victoria's nice, you know.
What?
Roberta's I didn't say that, Roberta. Richie said that. I did not say that.
Gruff and rough New Yorker, and you know Victoria's.
I say what everybody's thinking, but nobody wants to say.
No, that's my job. I actually say that. You say the things that most people are not, they don't want to hear, but they hear people saying them.
That's true, too.
Yes, right. He doesn't like Trump for doing the same thing.
Okay, so let's see where we go with this. And I'm going to, this is going to be a short conversation, I think, but I'm not sure. We'll try a little of it and see where it goes. Many of you have heard the discussion over the weekend, a lot of social media commentary on the open carry discussion. Some people who are going to the GOP convention in Cleveland think that they ought to be able to express their Second Amendment rights by toting guns at the convention. Now, it's against the law in Cleveland, although I do think Ohio's an open carry.
Ohio's an open carry state.
State, right. But can you imagine the Secret Service trying to patrol?
Yeah, when I was at CPAC, the security line was a week long just
right.
to get through the metal detectors when any of the candidates were in the building. So I don't see this going anywhere.
All right, so here's YouTuber Ross Smith. Says, one thing for sure, open carry at the GOP convention would make for some great TV.
Ordinarily, I'm not a big fan of mixing crowds with booze and firearms, but I think, given the fact that there's now a petition requesting that people be allowed to carry guns at the Republican National Convention, I think in this case it's a pretty good idea. You can see here that, you know, if people really believe what they say, then the GOP should recognize our constitutional rights to open carry firearms at the Republican National Convention. And that will make for some interesting TV. So, guys, really, I hope you do decide to let people carry weapons there. In fact, make it mandatory. And then openly serve Jim Beam or even TV. Great TV. Look forward to it.
Get Phil Schneid to sponsor it.
Okay. So now 41,000 people have signed this petition thus far to allow it. But there are those who think there's a conspiracy theory that is directed at Donald Trump. There are those who think that the guns are aimed at killing Donald Trump. I don't know who started that. Maybe Donald Trump started that rumor, but because he's the one who said, well, there's going to be riots if I don't get the nomination, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what I want to know is, and I'll turn to the two New Yorkers, Victoria and Roberta, why is there a Donald Trump tombstone in Central Park?
Did you see that?
Park authorities removed to a storm. There were pictures of it that appeared on the line. The Park Authority confirmed that a headstone was found with Donald Trump's name on it in Central Park.
Oh. So, and the great thing is the tombstone had the phrase, "Make America Hate Again."
Okay. So I don't know. Notice Victoria was smart on this one. Richard,
they did return it. You know, they took
return it to home.
Well, they took it back. That's what I meant. They got rid of it.
Where?
They got rid of it.
Where'd it come from?
They don't know, but they got rid of it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Sounds like a case for Law and Order. Okay. Another item.
CSI.
Yeah, right. Here's something that has stirred the pot. I don't know. Maybe I should, before I do this, let's just get rid of a few more. Not get rid of. That sounds dismissive, and I don't mean it. Because people who take the time to express themselves, if I give a few moments to some of the comments on Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Deanna writes, first person deemed a protester gets shot. This is about the open carry at the GOP convention. Lisa writes, if open carry is allowed at Starbucks and college campuses, why not the GOP convention? After all, those convention attendees are only demonstrating their Second Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
David writes, the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland is owned by the Gateway Economic Development Corporation, which is a private company. They are allowed a no-gun policy in the arena, just as much as your family or anything privately owned could say no to guns. This is not against the Second Amendment. Only the city, state, and feds prohibiting weapons would be a constitutional issue. I'm sure that that's much more thought than has been given this by most, frankly. So, anyway.
I think it's a great idea. They can just like, kill each other off.
No, oh, Roberta.
Yeah, nothing can go wrong with that plan.
Little
just throw in a little brown liquor for
that's it. Yep, yeah, right, right. Jeez. What's your favorite brown liquor, Victoria?
I'm not a brown liquor drinker. I'm only a wine drinker.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Roberta, you sort of stopped drinking pretty much altogether, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to indulge in anything, it'll be a little bit of tequila, but that's about it.
Tequila?
Tequila. Tequila. Yes.
If you're going to drink, why not just get right to it?
Yeah.
It's Roberta's fat. You know,
really?
Yeah. Richie,
you
don't drink wine.
I don't think, Rich, you drink hard anything, do you?
I don't. I drink beer and I drink wine, and there will be the occasional tequila shot.
So somebody tried to sell me a very expensive...
followed up by bad things.
Bad and bad, yeah.
Bad choices.
Somebody tried to sell me a bottle of expensive wine, and I couldn't get a hold of Meredith at the time. I don't know one wine from another. You couldn't prove it to me. And I think they were just trying to have a fun, little fun with me.
Hey, Mr. Stephan, anyway. this very exclusive wine for $1,000 for the bottle. It's called $2 Chuck.
$2 Chuck, right. You know what's really crazy? You know, I was in California last week visiting my daughter, Victoria, and she's 20 years old. She lives in Los Angeles, and she's a legal California resident. She has a California ID, blah, blah, blah. So we went up to Northern Cal to see the Redwoods, and we stopped at the Corbell Winery, which was very, very nice. And you know, I sampled some of their champagnes, but the irony is that because she was not 21, she could not sample any of the wines and champagnes. You know, this is a kid grown up in an Italian household. We've allowed her to have wine for years. We see nothing wrong with it. You know, it's a family setting. You're having dinner, and everybody gets a little bit of wine. Yet, because she's a California resident and she's over 18, she can walk into any dispensary and buy any marijuana product she likes.
Huh.
But she could not sample a glass of wine at Corbell because she's under 21. Is that
crazy.
The craziest
That's
thing
crazy.
You've ever heard?
That's crazy.
Is that nuts?
Yeah, it is nuts.
I was like, what? You know, we were talking to the lady at the winery about it, how crazy this is.
The United States of Confusion. 14 after the hour. Speaking of that, Robert De Niro has pulled an anti-vaccine documentary from the Tribeca Film Festival. We'll find out why in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
You are unique, which means there's only one brand of jewelry that can fully capture everything you are. Pandora. And Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is the place to wrap yourself in the latest Pandora trends. Stop in between March 31st and April 3rd, and you'll receive a free Pandora bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. The one piece that completes your look, it's waiting for you at Jared. Free bracelet must be of equal or lesser value than $65. Void where prohibited while supplies last.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Your eyes are the windows to the soul. Did you know they're also the windows to your health? They let eye doctors see what's going on inside. Think about this. A comprehensive eye exam can be an early detector of serious health problems like diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. Shouldn't you see your eye doctor yearly? Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to learn more and find a doctor near you. And you just might save more than your vision. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
17 half the hour on Good Day. Okay, many of you may or may not have heard of the Robert De Niro flap. I always love it when people talk about a flap. So what happened was De Niro went to speak about a documentary called Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. It's chosen as an entry into the Tribeca Film Festival. He's interested in it because his daughter has autism, and there are many people who believe that vaccines, or certain vaccines, cause and or contribute to autism. So here is a fellow who was reporting on the scene from one of the websites, reporting on De Niro's announcement that the movie was being pulled from the film festival after it had been seen.
A day after Robert De Niro's Tribeca Film Festival defended the decision to screen an anti-vaccination film as providing the opportunity for conversation, De Niro said Saturday that the festival has pulled the movie from its lineup. The makers of Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Conspiracy, billed the film as an investigation into a Centers for Disease Control study that found the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, does not cause autism. It alleges the CDC committed fraud. The film's director is Andrew Wakefield, who suggested a possible link between vaccines and autism and had his medical license stripped in 2010. De Niro said in a statement, "My intent in screening this film was to provide an opportunity for conversation around an issue that is deeply personal to me and my family. But after reviewing it over the past few days with the Tribeca Film Festival team and others from the scientific community, we do not believe it contributes to or furthers the discussion."
So what this does, the scientific community means they agree with the AMA. And it isn't about any more the mumps and the measles. It has to do with the mercury that is in there. Richie was talking about earlier it being still in flu shots, but it does still have a presence in several other vaccines that are given to children. So
there's no thimerosal in mercury in any vaccine shots given to kids. It's just flu shots.
I'm not sure that that's true, Richie.
I talked to my doctor, and
well, that's what your doctor said.
Look online.
Yeah. Dean writes, the film festival censored the movie not because it's fraudulent, but because it's true. Peter writes, I'm not anti-vaccine, but I am getting quite convinced that vaccines are now being marketed aggressively, unnecessarily, and unsafely by corporations who care less about your health than their profit.
I would agree with that.
I think that's where I am on all of this. Yeah, that's really what the bottom line is. 21 after on Good Day.
Mm-hmm. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
To review another year in musical history. This week in 2006 saw five fairly varied performances in pop music, starting with Keith Urban, who's been somebody I've never, ever connected with on any level. Here he is with a song called Making Memories of Us, number five, during this week in 2006. Crank it up, Richard. Right?
Stand out in the crowd for you.
See, when I hear that lyric, I listen to this song, it doesn't stand out at all. It just sounds like another country bumpkin musical.
The top five, the Australian country bumpkin.
Yeah, he's
Urban.
Married to what's her face?
Miss Forehead.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Forehead. Yeah. You know, it's funny about the top five here, Doug. This week in 2006.
Yeah.
He is now an American Idol judge.
Yes.
The next one is an American Idol theme
winner.
Song. No, not winner.
Oh.
And the third, number three song is an American Idol winner.
All right, so let's get rid of the mystery here. The number four song this week, 2006, referring to Richie's discovery that Daniel Powder is the... I don't remember how this fit into American Idol because I wasn't a big fan.
When they used to have people that were voted off the American Idol island,
they would
do the little tribute to the contestant, and this was the song.
Hi, Victoria, are you an American Idol fan?
I'm more of a fan of The Voice, but I have watched Idol throughout the years at different times.
Really?
I remember the Daniel Powder thing. Yeah,
right.
That was... Yeah, I thought that was a bad choice, but...
I was kind of hitting you between the eyes with whatever the results were.
Yeah, having a bad day.
Yeah, having a bad day. Get lost.
How pathetic are you? See you later.
Yeah.
How pathetic are you? All right, so I believe Kelly Clarkson won the second year?
First.
Oh, I thought Underwood won the first.
Nope.
Kelly Clarkson, winner of year one on American Idol because of year number three during this week in 2006, which would have been, the year after? This is her 15th year of this, so it started 2001. Okay, so she had a career going by this time. Anybody like this? Everybody like Kelly Clarkson?
I like Kelly Clarkson enough.
Yeah.
Enough. What are we? How do we measure that? Enough.
Well, I'm not going to rush the stage, is what I'm saying.
Right.
All right. So something else you don't know, Victoria, is that Roberta is one of the premier Bruce Springsteen's fans of the country. How many concerts of his have you gone to over the years?
I stopped counting at about 250.
250.
I'm going tonight. Tonight's the Madison Square Garden makeup show from the snowstorm that was canceled from the snowstorm.
I thought you said makeout show.
Yeah.
Well, I wish it was that.
When's the last time you saw Bruce Springsteen?
L.A. a week ago.
Yeah, okay.
So the two L.A. shows. I didn't go to L.A. 3. I went to L.A. 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Were you next to the kid who asked Bruce to sign his tardy note for school?
Yeah. No. No, but I was right up front for both.
Roberta posted a picture on her Facebook page of her hand on Bruce's thigh next to the stage.
Yep. Well, I've had my hands on his rear when he crowd surfed.
That's what you're dealing with here, Victoria, just so you know.
I'm hardcore.
Okay. Number two. Lifehouse and songs called You and Me. Number two this week, 2006. Richie, crank it up. I don't really remember this song.
Yep.
You?
I've seen these guys live. They're great, actually.
Are they? What makes them great?
They're just a great live band. They sound just as good as their records.
Really? Nice. So I'll let that statement speak for itself, folks. Number one, James Blunt. You're beautiful. That's a very nice song, I think. You're beautiful. I would say this for Roberta and Victoria. You're both beautiful ladies. Richie, you're not beautiful.
You've never even seen Victoria.
She has a nice way about her. A beautiful way about her. And if I were to, I have to counter that because as far as Roberta's way is concerned, sometimes it's not
Excuse
so beautiful.
Excuse me, hello?
Hello, yourself.
Got her moments.
Yeah, she has that for sure. She has her moments. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget.
Too busy scheduling appointments.
Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
After the hour now, we have a good day going on. Yep, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Victoria Keelan, who is on the program for the first time today. And if she's not back tomorrow, it'll be because she's had too much of Roberta. Richie and I are fine, yeah, but she'll have been fed up.
Everything was good until Roberta
showed up.
This
right.
Woman.
Exactly. All right, so the brackets have been busted. Oklahoma, Villanova, UNC, Syracuse.
Yep.
All headed to the Final Four, and that's the poll at DougSteffen.com.
So anybody who had North Carolina going all the way to the Final Four, you're in gold. Everybody else like me.
Yeah. Adios.
Done.
See you later. Goodbye. Alligator. Netflix, good, Doug. Netflix's plan to conquer the world. This is something that sort of distracts people. I never paid any attention. I had no idea. I remember when people in my family used to order Netflix so they'd come in the mail.
You get the DVDs in the mail. Yep.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So now they are a global network and they have presented a path for steady growth that pushes them beyond their 75 million subscribers, which is about what they have today, apparently. A lot of money there. There are 7 billion more people, and they want them all.
Mm-hmm.
Their aspiration means a lot more, though. What happens when every part of an online entertainment empire is controlled by one person or one company? And that's really sort of what is going on here. There's a net neutrality issue. Apparently, here are reporters Ashley Jenkins and Meg Turney coming from the website The Know talking about how Netflix has been blaming service providers for years when it turns out that they are the ones who have been throttling your video stream.
After years of crusading loudly against bandwidth throttling, taking aim at companies like Verizon for diminishing the viewing experiences for their subscribers, and generally fighting for net neutrality, well, it appears that maybe it was Netflix that was throttling our binge-watching sessions all along.
It's not the kind of plot twist you like to hear, honestly.
That's a bad kind of twist.
Yeah. In a new blog post titled, Helping Netflix Members Get More from Their Mobile Data Plans.
In the post, Netflix admits that, yes, it's been throttling your streaming service down to 600 kilobits per second, but it was for your own good, they promise. According to them, it was to protect you from hitting your mobile data cap.
Good guy, Netflix, violating net neutrality on your behalf.
In the post, Netflix defends its actions by blasting mobile data caps and putting all the blame there. For them, they were worried that users were hitting their data caps set by mobile providers and that that might cost them some subscribers. So the natural solution was to just limit all that data.
But don't worry, you totally didn't notice. Per Netflix, this hasn't been an issue for our members. Our research and testing indicates that many members worry about exceeding their mobile data cap and don't need the same resolution on their mobile phone as on a large screen TV to enjoy shows and movies.
As for just how long this fishy behavior has been going on, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Netflix started throttling bandwidth 5 years ago. So, yes, that's the same time frame that they've been showboating about how anti-throttling they are.
Okay, so that was from Framingham South High School, that report.
That's interesting, though.
It is, actually, because they presented a lot of facts worth chewing on. And we've been trying to figure out over the course of the program today how sophisticated I am. I just know that Netflix comes on Meredith's TV. I don't have it here. And that's what I know about Netflix.
Magically appears.
Right. Yeah. Magic. Right.
Well, I can watch 24 on it. We can binge watch House of Cards.
Meredith, how is it this magic box in our living room gets all of this content?
It delivered Kevin Spacey right to me.
It's
right.
Just a miracle.
Okay. So anyway,
Miracle Box.
Do we all have? You guys all have Netflix, and is this affecting you?
Netflix. Yep.
Yeah. Well, do you? How do you get it though? If that sounds, that's what I got out of it.
The internet.
What do you mean? How you get it? The internet?
You get it on the internet.
Yeah.
Right, but I think what Doug means, we're all hardwired with our TVs. We're not watching. We're not streaming
not
it on mobile devices.
I have a. So, Doug, what she's trying to say is that since you have a cable,
Victoria,
a cable plugged into the back of your TV, that is how the Netflix is delivered to your TV. Mm-hmm. Whereas on some smart TVs, I have. Cable coming into my TV, but the way I get Netflix is through the Wi-Fi on the smart TV.
Right.
So there's you can still have both, but
really,
right? It's still magic. It's what they're talking about is Wi-Fi versus data plans. So
correct.
If you're using your 18-tier Verizon data plans, that's where the throttling occurs.
And so Netflix is
saving you money.
They think they're coming across as being the good guys because we're trying to save you money, which is a load of horse manure, from what I'm gathering.
Yes.
Basically, I've always felt they're creating evidence that furthers their case for net neutrality.
Okay. American Airlines, flight 736.
By the way, Victoria, Doug is still just as clueless coming out of that story as he was going in.
Net
neutrality is like this black hole for him.
American Airlines, flight 736, scheduled to leave Detroit to Philadelphia on Friday, was canceled because the pilot was drunk. Well, the FAA said the pilot was detained under suspicion of having a back over the a BAC, whatever that means, over the legal, what is that? What's alcohol?
Blood alcohol content.
Thank you.
Right.
I just figured that out. Thank you. When he arrived for his flight in Detroit, flight was carrying several students who were headed to a spring break vacation. After a picture of the students asleep in the airport was posted to Instagram, there was another post. When your pilot gets drunk, your flight gets canceled, and you've been up since 2 a.m.
Get off my plane.
All right. Spokesman for the airport said that the pilot failed a breathalyzer test and was taken into custody. So how often does one have his breath checked before he gets into the plane? I'm kind of a little concerned, as much as I fly, how much of that goes on?
That's very random, but what this guy did was when he went through the security checkpoint, TSA noticed he was a little loopy. And they called the airport police, who then came out and checked him out.
Right.
The one thing TSA notices, that's good.
Right.
Yeah. Right. It's a flood of wasted time and effort. A photo of the pilot being arrested, taken by a passenger, was posted to Twitter. American must love this. Here's their statement. This is a serious matter, and we're assisting local law enforcement and the feds with an investigation. We'll handle this matter appropriately. Hello, this guy's fired. See you later, alligator. It's not really, and they apologize to the customers. Okay, it's not American Airlines. You won't hear me sticking up for American very much, but in this case, it's not.
Well, you like American. You fly them a lot.
I didn't mean I like them. I fly them most of the time because they have too many miles. That doesn't mean I like them. I don't like them much at all, but they're better than... This is the relative of the legacy airlines. American sucks less than United and Delta. How's that?
I fly Southwest. I love Southwest.
Well, the problem with Southwest is you can't you can plan on where you're sitting if you get in the front of the line, but the planes are always full. And there's not as much leg room. I just don't like flying in that circumstance. I don't mind short hauls. I used them to get to Denver a couple of weeks ago, but I just don't want to fly across the country on them.
Yeah, you see, but if you get on early, if you're A-list and you get on early, I will take the exit row seat.
Right, that has nothing in front of it.
Yep, and you get even the one on the other side is good too.
Yeah,
you get a lot of leg room.
$12 to get in the A group.
Yeah, that's all.
An extra $12 to be in the A group.
Yeah.
But then there are other.
You can be in the back of the A group, though. That's
right.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking at a picture of this guy.
My God, Buffy, I have to be over in the front of the plane.
And also, if you fly when the non-business people are flying, that A1 through 15, which is usually business travelers, not many people.
No.
And, you know, it's mostly tourists, and they only fly once or twice a year, and they have no idea the way out of the plane. They're clueless. They're clueless.
No. They just know they paid X number of dollars to get on the plane. They're going to get to someplace, and you heard the story of the Allegiant Air. This was Friday, and this would have happened Thursday. Allegiant is an airline based in Las Vegas that has about 40 planes. They're all MD-80s, and they're the older MD-80s. So they had the flight was going from Las Vegas to
Victoria. That's an airplane, by the way.
Flint.
I'm aware. Thanks.
Okay, good.
From Las Vegas to Flint, Michigan, I think. And there was a mechanical, so they put him on another plane. They got there 2 hours later, and there was another mechanical. And so they put him on another plane. They got there 6 hours later, and there was another problem. So they put him up in a hotel overnight. It took them 20 hours to fly from Las Vegas to Flint, Michigan. You can drive it in 14 or 15 hours. So, but
that's awful.
That's one of those, another one of those airlines like Spirit that has no reason for being. It's just cheap. $10 seats, and then they add, you know, you pay $35 for your.
Move on.
You got your 2 minutes to rant.
You realize, you see, Victoria, how disrespectfully I am treated by
Victoria, if you don't stop him when he gets on airline talk, he'll be talking until next Tuesday.
Which is tomorrow. 43 past the hour on Good Day. Discussion of minimum wage increases and further examples of what it's going to mean to people who think they're going to be able to continue their job when they're paid $15 an hour. The joke's on them. That coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Jessica?
Who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointments, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shopee Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until March 30th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Join the millions of people who have switched. The Sprint network is faster, more reliable, with better coverage than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you can save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. And don't miss another deal that's out of this world. Get two Samsung Galaxy S7 phones for the price of one. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, act now and you'll get to upgrade to the next Galaxy in 12 months. To make it easier, we'll even cover your cost to switch, up to $650 per line. This special offer is available for a limited time only, so there's never been a better time to switch. Hurry, visit a Sprint store at Sprint.com/GS7 to learn more.
Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on and premium content. Subject to new port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires 24-month leases with new lines and one eligible upgrade. Service credit is monthly. Early termination of lease service terms apply. Galaxy Forever is after 12 lease payments and does not guarantee price or phone selection. $650 reward card after online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply.
In college sports, team colors play a powerful role in every aspect of the game, from team jerseys to mascots to game day gear. We caught up with ESPN college basketball analyst and official LG color commentator Jay Billis for tips on using color to create the ultimate game day experience during March Madness.
For me, the ultimate game day experience comes down to three things, and the first is how you watch the games. Step it up with a screen that makes you feel like you're courtside. LG's OLED TVs are stunning, delivering perfect blacks and over 1 billion colors that are truly lifelike. TVs like these make watching from home even better. Brand new stats from LG Electronics and verified by Elias Sports Bureau show that teams wearing blue and red jerseys have made it to and won the most championship games over the last 30 years. Check out more team color stats at LGGameDay.com.
Sometimes game day foods get messy.
You got to protect your game day gear, which makes products like LG's Twin Wash Washer that can wash two loads at the same time a slam dunk. You can always be confident your team colors won't get tainted with that infamous red sock.
You can do game day right by incorporating some of these fun, colorful tips into your March Madness experience.
You are unique, which means there's only one brand of jewelry that can fully capture everything you are. Pandora. And Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is the place to wrap yourself in the latest Pandora trends. Stop in between March 31st and April 3rd, and you'll receive a free Pandora bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. The one piece that completes your look, it's waiting for you at Jared. Free bracelet must be of equal or lesser value than $65. Void where prohibited while supplies last.
47 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Victoria Keeland, Rich McFadden. The minimum wage discussion continues. There are those, as each month, the beginning of each month, there are new states that have enacted these laws. The minimum wage still isn't a national thing. It still isn't $15 an hour, but I think there are some candidates. Isn't it Bernie, Roberta, doesn't Bernie Sanders want $15
national? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think Hillary said anything about it, and I know the Republicans would be against it. Here's Jeanette Wicks, who's an economist at the Political Economy Research Institute, explaining why she believes the minimum wage needs to be raised.
Where's that one, Doug?
That would be $3.92, Richie.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Yes.
Oh, $3.92.
Yeah. That one, is that $3.92.
One of the things I think is lost in this entire conversation is the basic question about what does a $15 minimum wage look like in our economy. And one of the historical aspects that I like to point out is that if you look over the history of the federal minimum wage, which currently is only $7.25, you'll see that it has not kept up in its value over time. If you look at what it was in 1968, what its inflation-adjusted value was in 1968, you're looking at something in excess of $10 an hour. Now, the other important thing to know about the minimum wage is that it used to
be average worker productivity. Another theorist who doesn't have a company of her own, who doesn't have a background in running a company or working. These people who are theorists are great until it comes to the practicality of how many robots are going to, until you're trying to pay your payroll and you can only charge X amount of dollars because your company's competing with somebody in China or whatever the reality is. The thing that bothers me, because I'm an agrarian, most everybody knows I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, is how this applies on the farm. There are lots of exemptions for farm. For example, Massachusetts, where I am, we have the right to farm bylaw. And you have to pay if you want to compete, you got to pay a reasonable amount of money, 8-10 bucks an hour, depending on how it is, maybe 12 bucks an hour. But to tell farmers that they got to pay $15 an hour, okay, one more nail in the coffin of the family farm.
Same
because
here,
there isn't, people don't want to pay.
I can't
at
get
the
anybody
store
to work here in radio for under $12-$15 an hour.
No, right.
You're just not going to get anybody good.
Yeah, right. All right, so there we have. I just think, look at the robots that are coming into the fast food business, and it kind of tells you the story of where it's all going. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
To where this comes from.
If I can go that distance, the CNN bell rings and I'm still standing. I'm going to know for the first time in my life, see, that I weren't just another bum from the neighborhood.
Bill Conti, extraordinarily good with the theme from the Rocky movies, going to fly now.
Look at his face. Is that a face you can trust or what? Huh? Is it? Gotta stick this face on a stamp. What do you think?
Best Picture Oscar was won by Rocky on this date, 1977, 39 years ago. Why, Chuck Curry, a movie man, is here. So give me something about the philosophy. This is a month since the Oscars were awarded this year. Why do they keep moving it back? I remember it used to be in April.
I don't know the answer to that question. It has to be something with they just felt, I guess they feel that when they do it now, it's a better time of year. It could be just for the Academy in general or something to do with TV. I don't know the answer to that question, but that's a big difference in time, no doubt.
All right. Batman versus Superman opened up on Thursday night, trending everywhere online, was the number one movie of the weekend, $175 million. I have not heard from one person other than you telling me Friday morning when we talked about it that they thought this was a good movie. I've talked to a couple of friends who said it was awful. Richie said it was awful. Ben Affleck is good in it.
I liked Affleck. I liked it. All the acting was great. The script is just a mess.
All right, Chucker, let's hear
it. I think it's flawed, but I think I was very interested in the story, and I thought in the halfway point the movie really takes off, and the fight sequence between the two I thought was outstanding, and then Ben Affleck rescuing a major character at the three-quarter mark I thought was one of the best things Batman's ever done on film. I think Ben Affleck was fantastic, both Bruce Wayne and Batman. I love Jeremy Irons. It's a flawed movie, but I saw it twice, and let me tell you, I polled at least 150 people in a few days of my community theater. I walked out, and most of them dug it, and on Facebook, the reaction among general fans is pretty positive. I think it's one of the biggest disconnects since I've been doing this spot from general audiences to critics that I've ever seen. I'm actually not surprised that Rich wouldn't like it, but I thought he would. But flawed, but I still like the film. I gave it a 7.5 out of 10. I thought it was there was more than a good. The positives certainly outweigh the negatives for me. So, but you know, all film is subjective. This is darker material, and when you do darker material, you're going to have polarizing reactions.
I didn't mind the darkness. I just thought the story was so disconnected that it just.
It's contrived. I mean, who in their right mind believes Batman would go up against Superman in any? I mean, not that any of it is reality.
Can I answer that question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the movie's based on source material in the early '80s. There was a graphic novel from Frank Miller called The Dark Knight Returns. It's a classic piece of literature that has a huge fan base, where Batman and Superman had a confrontation. So this is not. I mean, they didn't pull us out of a hat. This storyline is. It's based on source material from the '80s. They do team up. They form the Justice League, and that's what they were trying to achieve here. It is not.
So, when the movie's over, are they friends?
At the end, they do. Yeah.
Okay. And it's basically Batman is mad at Superman for tearing up the city when he had to fight the people from his own planet.
Really?
And
they tell the big fight sequence of the Man of Steel from a different angle, from Ben Affleck's viewpoint, Bruce Wayne in the beginning of the film, which I thought was very well done. Yes, I do agree with Rich in the respect that it did feel like they shot like a 40-minute Clark Kent Superman movie and a 40-minute Bruce Wayne Batman movie, and then they slapped those scenes interchangeably in the first half.
Yeah.
So half the movie takes place in Metropolis, half in Gotham City. Then
they don't connect the movie too well.
More, it fleshes itself out a lot more. But it is a very polarizing film. But it is definitely one that more critics dislike than like.
But I'm going to bet that the word of mouth is so bad that the trail off is going to be super large for next weekend. What's the budget on this?
$250 million, another $150 million on marketing. It did $170 million in 3 days. That's a March record. But again, people, listen, despite reviews, people were going to watch, go see this movie. You're right. Let's see what happens with word of mouth. I still think it'll make $1 billion worldwide, and it'll make money. They're certainly, listen, they've already filmed a Wonder Woman movie. I thought she was
pretty good.
Had a good screen.
Who plays Wonder Woman?
Gal Gadot. She was in the Fast and the Furious franchise. She's got a very good screen presence. I was actually surprised how she held the screen with Affleck.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.